In the Madison Police Department podcast, we promote safety by providing information on current crime trends in the capital city. In addition, we give listeners a behind-the-badge look at community-based, problem-solving policing done the Madison way. You will hear from passionate MPD subject matter experts, people we like to call guardians. These men and women are dedicated to keeping Madison a great place to live, learn, and play.
Well, greetings, listeners, and welcome to the Madison Police Department podcast. I'm Public Information Officer Joel Despain, and the countdown appears to be on. There is a buzz about the department as the process for selecting a new police chief appears to be winding down. Joining me to talk about it and what this process really is in terms of being somewhat unique is the man who currently occupies the office, Acting Police Chief Vic Wall. How are you doing, Chief?
I'm good, Joel. How are you?
Doing great. As I walk around the hallway, now we don't have a lot of people at the department because of COVID, but the folks I do bump into want to know where this process is at. And I think maybe for the listeners, it'd be good for them to understand how we in Madison go about selecting a police chief. Obviously, the department itself doesn't play a role in this. It's the Police and Fire Commission, which in itself is somewhat unique. If you can give the listeners a sense of that.
Sure, and it's not just Madison. It's a statewide law, and it goes back over 100 years, where in Wisconsin, the state way back when, to insulate police departments and police chiefs from politics, created the Police and Fire Commission structure. So just about every city in the state, and there's some exceptions for real small cities, is required to have a Police and Fire Commission. And unlike most places in the country, here the Police and Fire Commission is responsible for hiring not just the chief, but technically all the employees, all the sworn officers, and approving promotions. Now, the Police and Fire Commission doesn't do much hands-on with hiring and promotions. They often will go off my recommendations. But when it comes time to select a police chief, that's the Police and Fire Commission. So if you go to another state, the process is the mayor would choose a chief, just like they would choose, any other agency head. But here, the Police and Fire Commission does it, and it offers a different level of independence and sort of isolation from the political process and political realities for both the police and the fire chiefs.
And again, this is something our state leaders put into place a good long time ago.
Very long time ago. And it's the intent is that, the police chief and the fire chief have some independence, so they're not sort of subject to the whims of new elected officials and, every 4 years sort of a different flavor or a different position in terms of how you do public safety. I think it was a recognition that should have some insulation. And it makes it, I think it makes it easier for whoever is sitting in my seat to do their job. If you're a police chief in another city, particularly during the challenging year we've had, the mayor can call you in one day and tap you on the shoulder and say, time to move on. And that can't happen here in Wisconsin.
And so our PFC here in Madison, how many folks are on it? And I know that these people are appointed by mayors, and they work kind of a staggered term, I think, so that there are people on the current PFC, some of whom may have been appointed, I think, maybe by Dave Chislevich, some by Paul Soglin, and now by our current mayor.
Yeah, so the size of the PFC is five. There's five members, and just with sort of natural attrition and departures, I think you're right that we have PFC members that have been now appointed by three mayors. And so we've got just a brand new PFC member who was appointed within the last week, and I know we have at least one PFC member who was on the commission at the time that Chief Koval was hired.
Mm-hmm. And I know that the PFC, Police Fire Commission here locally, has retained, I believe, the services of the Police Executive Research Forum, or PERF. If you can talk a little bit about, in terms of looking for the right pool of candidates for the police chief position, tell us about PERF a little bit and what their role is in terms of finding a new chief.
Sure. So PERF is, sort of a a think tank, kind of, if you will, on a national level, very well respected, really have sort of a progressive take on policing and sort of what we as a profession need to do to continue to improve and evolve. And they do a lot of great work in terms of bringing chiefs together to sort of exchange ideas and recognize best practices. And as part of that work, certainly they get to know people from across the country. Mm-hmm. They get to know chiefs, assistant chiefs, command level positions. So they really bring a lot to the table in terms of this process, because the PFC members are volunteers, they're community members, they have jobs, and certainly they're not in a position to go on a national recruiting spree to try to find candidates for this job. So PERF is in a perfect position where they have names, they can reach out to people, they can make contacts, and really identify folks who they think will be good matches for MPD.
I know when you took on this job, it was not one that you sought, but Chief Koval was stepping down. So I think that's a year ago September, is it not?
Yeah, we're over a year now.
And I'm assuming you weren't expecting to be acting chief for over a year, but...
No, it's been a little longer than I anticipated. I think certainly the COVID-19 pandemic sort of slowed down the process at the front end a bit, and I think the PFC took some work for them to sort of figure out mm-hmm. how they wanted to do the process, how they wanted to structure it, what sort of input they wanted, and but they've really picked up steam here recently and are moving along now with the mm-hmm. search.
And that's my understanding, is that we could potentially see someone selected by the end of the year, maybe early next. What's your understanding of where the process is right now? You know, the banter I hear, at least in the rank and file, and what they think they know, is that there were maybe 40-some people from around the country that put in, and these are people that are now, I assume, being vetted by the people at PERF.
Yeah, I think that timeline is right. I think that the PFC is hoping to get through their process, get a candidate selected and identified by the end of the year. I think PERF will be and has been working with the PFC to sort of identify of that group of applicants who seems best to move on to do some further screening, some further interviews. And then eventually the PFC, in pretty short order here, will work through that process and identify finalists. And I would expect at that point the names of the finalists will probably be mm-hmm. public, and sort of the final stages of the process will be somewhat public and involve some community connections or input or opportunities to evaluate or at least have additional feedback on the candidates.
And when we get down to that final pool of applicants, are you anticipating 3, 5, 7? Is that just something that's somewhat fluid?
I think it's not set in stone. I think it's really up to the PFC and sort of where they think a natural breaking point is in terms of the candidates. But I think typically you've seen 3 to 5 mm-hmm. as a consistent number for other processes.
And do you have a sense that there are going to be a number of internal candidates? Or are these mostly external? Do you get any, are they coming from far reaches of the United States? Do you have any sense of it?
Not much. It's within the purview of the PFC and not me, so I certainly don't know much in terms of who's on the list or who has or hasn't applied, sometimes other than what we mm-hmm. kind of hear. I'm not aware of any internal candidates that have put in, and certainly I think PERF has done, national recruiting, so I would expect there's going to certainly be candidates from out of state and across the country that have expressed interest and they're going through the process.
Do you have any thoughts on what skill sets, personality traits, whoever this person who's going to be successful, what they might need to have in terms of those skill sets, personality traits to be successful here in Madison?
How much time do you have?
Well, we try to keep these podcasts about 10 or 15 minutes, so.
I can tell you that having done this job now for a little over a year, it's remarkably challenging. You know, I think of back as my career has progressed, and I was an assistant chief when I moved into this spot, and I would say the jump from captain to assistant chief was incremental, and the jump from assistant chief to chief has been exponential. Mm-hmm. The demands that are put on a police chief, not just here in Madison and not just me, but a police chief in an urban city in this day and age, particularly in 2020 with what the nation has gone through and what we have seen, not just in terms of policing and racial justice, but the pandemic and budget challenges. It is remarkably difficult to try to be all things to all people. And ultimately, you can't do that. You just have to, I think, have a good moral compass and try to make the best decisions you can every day. You're going to find that sometimes you dissatisfy the community, sometimes you dissatisfy the rank and file, and sometimes you seemingly dissatisfy everybody, but you just have to kind of do the best job you can. You have to be honest, you have to have good communication skills, have to be fair, have to have some patience. It's remarkably challenging, and so I'm hopeful that they've got a good batch of candidates and someone will fit the bill.
And so when that person comes in, whoever that might be, you would slide back to an assistant chief position, and I assume you would be an invaluable resource in terms of bringing this new person up to speed, even if they, say, have perhaps past police chief experience. I suppose that's a possibility, but certainly policing in Madison will be different, and maybe even the philosophy of our department.
Certainly, you know, we have, in my time here, we have had an external chief come in. Chief Williams was hired to replace Chief Cooper back in the 90s. And certainly, you can have a lot of, knowledge of policing and the profession, but every community is different, and understanding the nuances and the politics and just sort of the ins and outs of how things work and every day are pretty critical. And to me, it's important to try to help the new chief transition as smoothly as possible when they take the helm.
And when do you think this is going to happen?
Well, if I'm hopeful that by the end of the year or early 2021, it'll be the person will be in position.
And you'll go down to a much smaller office again.
I'll go down to a much smaller office for a little while, and that's okay.
Well, thank you so much, Chief. Now, it's probably not as exciting as the presidential election, but the outcome of this process will be very important to the city of Madison and to the men and women of the Madison Police Department. We all look forward to seeing the results. I'm Joel Despain, and you've been listening to the Madison Police Department podcast.